What is your name and position?
Hi, Dr. Keisha Benson, Director of Thrive by Five Pinellas.
How long have you been in St. Pete?
I was born and raised in St. Pete. I've been gone for 20 years, and I brought my family back here about a year and a half ago.
What organizations are you involved in?
So many organizations. Of course, the Early Learning Coalition of Pinellas County with Thrive by Five, also with the NAACP and the Phyllis Wheat Rise to Read campaign, Liberty Church in St. Petersburg, that meets in Gibbs High School. I would also say Grow Smarter and the Coordinate Education and Training Committee for that initiative as well.
What gets you out of bed every day?
My faith, my family, and just really knowing that I'm doing the work that I'm supposed to do. I think I've been called to this work, and it's really exciting to be home in St. Pete doing work that I love. There's five generations of my family here, so it's not just a job for me. I think it's a calling, and knowing that when I'm in the community doing the work that it impacts people that I love, from my niece into my 96-year-old grandmother, is really important to me. And then I think my own family as well. I have three beautiful children. They're 3, 5, and 7. And my husband, I've been married for 10 years. And they're amazing. And they just make me want to be a better person and really teach me a lot.
Why St. Pete?
So when we were thinking about St. Petersburg, we were living in the Northeast. And we really kind of think about where we wanted to go next. And we kind of identified three things that were really important to us. And they were building community, diversity, and family. So building community, when I think about, since we've been home, we just purchased a home. I grew up in South St. Petersburg in Lakewood Estates, and we want to make sure that we were near the area when we came back. So the fact that my mother can pick up my kids from school, or, you know, they get to see their cousins and aunts, and everyone is really important to them. I get to show them all of my childhood places, my favorite ice cream shop. I can't wait for the new pier to open. I had a really diverse childhood here. I grew up in Pinellas County Schools. I went to Starkey Elementary, Southside Fundamental, which is now gone, and Lakewood CAP program. And I had great educational opportunities and met a lot of different people from various races or backgrounds or socioeconomic status, and I want that for my children. I think since I've been home, the city feels a little more segregated than it was when I left 20 years ago. And thinking about what that means, why that's in place, how can I be a part of that solution and have those conversations and bring diversity, inclusion, equity, social justice really to the forefront in the work that we do.
What is one habit that you keep?
I would say self-reflection. I'm really big on metacognition and thinking about your thinking and understanding why I think the way I do or the things that I do. So for an example, if I'm in a situation and something triggers me or something comes up for me, why do I feel that way? What is it that's causing that? What's the history behind it? We always think about problems as kind of like the iceberg. What are those kind of core beliefs and things underneath the core issue? And how do I start to address that? And being mindful of that and not, instead of being reactive to the situation. So I think in my community practice work or in my personal life as a mother and a wife, you know, that's really important to me.
Who are some people that influence you?
My influence are more personal. I would say my faith. So my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I would say my mother. She is just really hardworking and dedicated. I would say my husband. He's steady. Whereas I'm very visionary and movement oriented. You know, he keeps me calm and kind of relaxed. And my children, they teach me so much about life and to see life through their view and how to just slow down some.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Cultural humility. It's a phrase that I love. It's a public health term. And it's going beyond just thinking cultural competency. So how do you, one, stay humble? How do you know that you don't know everything? How do you know this is a journey when you're getting to know various cultures and things and information? How can you say, I don't know, and it's okay to be in that space? And thinking about who you are and your social identity and what you bring to the work that you do. So me as a community practitioner, really understanding that, you know, as a Black woman in this space, what does that mean for people? And how do I show up in the work that I do? And how is that received? And being mindful of that. And I think one of my favorite quotes, I can't think of the author, I'll let you know, but it says, if you come to help me, then you're wasting your time. But if you've come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then, you know, let us do this work. And I think it's really important to know that you can't just walk into the community and say, hey, I'm here to save you or to help you, especially in St. Petersburg. Understanding the history of the city, understanding what's taking place. People always say, why can't we just get past it? No, having those conversations about why this is important, why it's relevant, and then also finding ways to move forward, but bringing all the partners to the table to do that work.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
That a career isn't a straight line. I think I've been moved in so many various directions career-wise, and it goes back to my spirituality. One thing that I have done is kind of yielded and said, wherever I'm needed, I will go. I've been a professor. I've been a community practitioner. Now that I'm back home, I'm a lot more in a nonprofit world with communities again. And knowing that I'm right where I'm supposed to be in this time and this space.
What's next?
What's next? So many things. Of course, Thrive by Five, we're about to launch an amazing initiative. So I'm really excited about the work that we're doing and focusing on accessibility and equity-based system of care for our children and child development and for their families and family supports. I think personally, just being back home, doing the work I love, and being mindful of the impact and, you know, who it's impacting and how important that is. I always say it's great that my kids are having a great educational opportunity, but I want to know that Bobby down the street has the same opportunities and the same access. And how can I be a part of that solution when we move forward?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.